Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
Good evening, family and friends. I am back. So guess what? We're going to have this all done, but I'm just excited to be back. I had to say something. So we're going to continue getting to a song, but you're listening to the one and only Caribbean Pepper Pot with your host, the one and only Niece.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
This is Sterling Roberts, and you are listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
Welcome to the two-time Spin Award nominated, two-time Stellar Award considered, controversial, off-the-beat radio station in the land. It is your boy, the Thomas Boy, with an all-star lineup just for you. Live on 365 Daily, and you can catch us on FB Live at TPC Radio. Let's go! Starting with interview with your boy, the Thomas Voice, by appointment only. Sunday, TPV Reloaded with the Familia at 2 p.m. Tuesday, Victory Over the Waste of Life with Mr. Deanne LeBreen at 6 p.m. Wednesday, Illuminating Word Ministry with Apostle Dr. Forrest L. Walker at 5 p.m. Thursday, Real Talk with Pastor Byron at 4:30, followed by Darcy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Saturday, it's Saturday for Fest with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones. On Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4 p.m. Coming soon, The Locker Room with Coach C and staff to be announced. You can listen to all of our shows on Live 365. Just download the app, search the Thomas Voice Radio Network, or watch us on Facebook Live at TPV Radio. Just like the page at TPV Radio, and you're in there. Join the family by subscribing to www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us in relationship, process, and purpose, family, and let's go!
At Majal Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Hey, what's good, family? This is Jokia, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go.
You're listening to the Caribbean Pepper Pot. Caribbean Pepper Pot with your girl Niecy, right now on TPV Radio.
Hey, family and friends, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Caribbean Pepper Pot. That's right, the one and only. I am your host, Niece. So what are we going to talk about tonight, family and friends? What are we going to talk about? We always let God lead the way. Wherever he lead us is what we're going to talk. But tonight we're going to talk about the power of hope. That's right, family and friends. The power of hope. But before I go into it, that's right, family and friends. Before I go into it, we're going to play a song that I recently heard and I listened to, and it's by Nisa, Breakthrough. Family and friends, this song has touched me. This song is very powerful. I love this song, and of course, representing my Caribbean people all the way from Trinidad and Tobago. Nisa, Breaking Through, family and friends.
Here's a story about a young king who let society destroy his dreams. He's wondering what change gonna come. He hits the flow like ba-rum-ba-bum. Then he grabs a loaded gun. With the trigger, he's done. He's feeling like the devil has won. But no one's perfect under the sun. Little does he know the Lord's just begun. The saints are marching on. Break through. Break through. She can't depend on anyone. She hits the floor like ba-da-ba-ba-bum. Cause the problems keep coming. Throw her hands up, she's done. She's feeling like the devil has won. She's feeling like she's under the sun. Little does she know the Lord's just begun. The saints are marching on. My God has a plan for you. Because he has the kind of love you can't let go to. Let go to. He sacrificed his life for you. Ain't somebody that wonderful. Although the devil tries to bring her down, no devil you can bring her down.
You know, don't matter what we go through in life, we could always break through. God has tell us that as well. You know, once we take him out of this back pocket that we like to keep him in and put him first, anything in life, we could break through. I mean, we all have went through stuff in life. We all are going through struggles in life. Things happen. But we have to remember that the things that we go through in life is just temporarily. You know, it don't stay there forever. You know, and we just have to believe in God and understand, not understand, but to overstand what God is trying to tell us. He said, family and friends, come to me. You know, and sometimes we go to him, either halfway or we go to lay what we're going through to the foot of the cross, but we still take 5% of it back with us. You have to, family and friends, you have to leave it there 100%. You can't just go to the cross with it and take peace back with it. It's not going to work like that. That means that you haven't left it at the foot of the cross, because you still leaving with it and you still worrying, stressing yourself about it. Family and friends, look around us. See what's going through. See what's going on around us, family and friends. It's time for us to break through. This is God's time. We living in his time. Man, family and friends, he is coming. The signs are here to the families and friends in Louisiana and the nearby. Man, we here at TPV Radio, we are praying for you and we keeping you in our prayer. Family and friends, my Caribbean family, Haiti. I'm not from Haiti, family and friends, but our umbilical cord runs strong. For those, look at the earthquake they had. Look at how much people die. They're still finding people. Family and friends, the signs are here. This is why we have the favor of the Lord, family and friends. Luke 2:52 said, and Jesus increased in wisdom, in broad and full understanding, and in stature of years, and in favor with God and man. See, family and friends, from childhood, Jesus walked in a supernatural favor of God and man. And once he began his public ministry, he was so popular that he could hardly find time to get alone to pray and worship with his Heavenly Father. Even those family and friends who did not believe in him. Let me say that again. Even to those of us that did not believe in him, recognize that he enjoyed the favor of God, our Father who art in heaven. See, when the Pharisees sent guards to arrest Jesus, family and friends, they went back saying, never has a man talked as this man talked. Right up until the very end of his life, even on the cross, that special favor and power was recognized. That is the way we need to see ourselves, family and friends. Again, look around. Look around. We need to stop seeing the shadow and start looking at our reflection. Where is our favor, family and friends? As the favor of the Lord. He doesn't see us. Again, he doesn't see us as weak, helpless, sinful creatures. Family and friends, he sees us arrayed in righteousness, shod with the shoes of peace, adorned with the full armor of God, and wielded the sword of the Spirit, which, family and friends, which word of the Lord. That is how we are to see ourselves. That's the way we're supposed to see ourselves. Because our Father in heaven don't see us as that weak person that we sometimes see ourselves. Stop looking at the shadow. Start looking at your reflection, family and friends. See, our children have favor with us. And anytime we can help them, just think of how we may appear to ourselves or to others. We must never forget that God can cause the light of his Savior to shine upon us, just as he did for Jesus. Family and friends, see yourself as God does and get excited about your, not just mine, but your, our inheritance in him. Family and friends, I gonna play our next shot song. But I need you to know, family and friends, what is the favor of God and how can I get it? So family and friends, I gonna be right back after this short music selection. So stay tuned and stay blessed because you are tuned in to the one and only Caribbean Pepper Pot. So family and friends, I'll be right back.
In my father's house there's many mansions, but in my house there's a room that I have especially reserved for my Jesus. Hey,
there's a room in my house reserved for Jesus. Hey, there's a room in my house reserved for the Lord. Oh yes, he come as he please, and I never hear him leave. There's a room in my house reserved for the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
reality. Cause if you do it for the least of these, you're doing it to me. It's how you're moving, no, no, no. Guys, what's really cool? When your lifestyle is meant for show. Heaven will take a call. Get your city need, filling all the blanks. Be hungry that you feed, be clothing on the back. How many believe? Cause they see ya, cause they see ya. It's not the label, it's the life. It's not the title, not the Bible. Not your holding in your hand, but what is in your heart. You can't really fool people when you're watching how you move. It's not the label, it's the life. Are you a light, are you a disciple? How a fool of honesty, what is in your heart. It's about loving God's people, not just going to a table. Love, seek your love, give more love, is it cause love, panic your love, seek your love, give more love, is it cause love, panic your love.
Resounding brass and tinkling cymbal, your lifestyle is resemble weevil. You can't give that to people, people. Stretch on up and fly right to heart deceitful. To love a belly full, they need that. Kindness a belly full, they need that. Meekness a belly full, they need that. Go read that.
It's not the label, it's the life. Yeah. It's not the title, not the Bible. Not the holding in your hand, but what is in your heart.
You can't really fool people when they're watching on your own.
It's not the label, it's the life. Are you a light, are you a disciple? What is in your heart.
You're listening to the Caribbean Pepper Pot.
Caribbean Pepper Pot.
With your girl Niecy. Right now on TPV Radio.
Family and friends, I am back. I am back. That was Sterling Roberts. Not the label is the life. And Marianne Hall. Room in my house. So family and friends, we are talking tonight. We are talking up a storm here tonight because we're talking about the favor of the Lord. What is the favor of God and how can I get it? I get it. You get it. We get it. Family and friends, favor is demonstrated delight. The favor of God can be described as tangible evidence that a person has the approval of the Lord, not mankind, not from me and you, family and friends, but from the Lord. See, when we favor someone, we want to be with them. We usually favor people who favor us. See, that's living in the flesh. But see, God shows us favor. He shows favor, family and friends, to the ones who delight in him. Connect in him and give honor to him, not to our earthly loved ones and families, but to him, family and friends. See, Isaiah 66:2 says, they are the ones I look on with favor. Those who are humble and continue in spirit and who tremble at my word. Family and friends, for the eyes of the Lord run to and throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him, to be perfect toward him. Family and friends means we seek his favor more than we seek the favor of anyone else, even ourselves. See, that to me, that's when we say we put God first. Because when we put God first, we favor in him. We trust, we believe, we have our faith in him. So we put him first in our life because we know everything of God is pure, is truth, is honesty, family and friends. He would never lead us. He would always show us the light of righteousness. Sometimes we sit there and you hear a little voice. You know, sometimes we up to no good and we hear a little voice say, shouldn't do it. Family and friends, that's just God. See, when you put your faith in him and you put your faith and you trust and everything, body, mind, and soul in him. Family and friends, everything is possible through him. So where is your favor, family and friends? Our favor should be in him. Again, we have to put him first before ourselves. See, favor is closely related to grace in the Bible, family and friends. Those who have received Jesus as their savior and saved, are saved, family and friends, are saved by grace through faith. They know the favor of God without faith. It is impossible to please God. But those who saving faith in God's son are declared righteous and live in God's favor. The most basic answer to how can I get or you get God's favor is to believe in the Lord Jesus, family and friends. Boom. That simple. To believe in him. See, God seek out those who love him and love his commands so that he can bless, guide, and protect them. See, this does not mean that everyone who is prosperous or healthy has found favor with God, nor does it mean that those whom the Lord favors will never suffer difficulties. Many people in the Bible had the Lord's favor, but they also suffer hardship. They went through it. Heroes such as Noah, Moses, Daniel, and Mary were favored of the Lord. But they also struggled with difficulties like any one of us. See, ain't just us going through it. See, the Bible is our guide to life. It is our foundation, our platform. And when God write this Bible, he said, hey, it's not only you alone went through stuff in life. See, some of the things that we are going through in life, people in the Bible already went through it, so it's nothing new. But it's how you're going to deal with it. How you going to handle it. Family and friends, they were favored by God, but they still went through things because we all are Nama. We are all God's children. We have to put our favor in him. See, those who are favor of God know that God is with them and that nothing can happen to them apart from his purpose, family and friends. They have his ear. They walk through dark valleys and know that their struggle to remain true to him will not go unrewarded, family and friends. In addition, family and friends, to outward evidence, God's favor can be felt of the Lord. See, we rest in quiet confidence that our sins are forgiven. We are within the plan of God and that he is there for all times, not sometimes, not some like how we want to put him in our back pocket and just pull him up for our emergency purposes. See, when we go through these obstacles and these things in life that we go through, this is when we want to take him out our back pocket. God, please forgive me. I didn't mean it. Please, God, help me out. If you help me out this time, I ain't gonna do it again. And most of us, because when I talk here, I talk about myself and the things that I've been through, the things that I have done myself. Take me out of it. I ain't gonna do it again. I gonna give you all of me. But the following day, 2 days later, the same thing, he took us out again. Where something similar or something totally different, but we put in ourselves in the predicament. And you know what we did? Take God and put him back in the back pocket because we used him like a washcloth. And we put it back to dry and leave it there till we get our hands wet again and we pull them out to dry our hands. Family and friends, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Our God is a jealous God. So why can't we be jealous for him and put our belief and everything within us toward him? Family and friends, man, stop playing around. Stop playing around. Again, wake up, smell the coffee. Look at the wall. Look at our wall, earthly world. Because this ain't home. Family and friends, we just travelers. We traveling through. See, when God has set out that appointment for us to come home, who is we to send off? But where is your faith? Where do you stand? See, don't wait until you're on that dying bed. And some of us don't have that opportunity to be on a dying bed, to ask for that forgiveness. So we could get up in the morning and we could ask for that forgiveness even before our day starts. It's never too early and it's never too late for God. So it don't matter how old or how young you is. Man, family and friends, hold up. Wait a minute. Put a link God into it. Stop putting God in your life, because everything else around us is demolishing family and friends. So again, the simple way that you could get favor is to believe. It's to believe, family and friends. See, we walk with God as with or our closest friends. See, we begin to see and appreciate the life blessings that God have provided for us and our enjoyment blessings that we once took for granted. Why? Why are we taking the simplest thing in life for granted? See, when God created us, when he created Adam and Eve, let me take it back a little bit. We was already in his plan. Don't matter what we would have gone through in life, we was in his plan. This is the plan that he had for us, even sometimes if we think it's the worst thing ever. See, we could walk in several different directions and several different ways. See, we could walk with our eyes closed. And when we do that, we bump into things. You could wake up, smell like coffee, and walk with your eyes fully open, family and friends. The choice is yours. See, the Lord invites us to seek his favor. When we seek his favor, we humble our hearts before him, family and friends. Seek him for himself, not for family and friends, not for the blessing he gave us and arrange our lives around loving him with all our heart, soul, and mind and strength. See, we seek his kingdom and righteousness. Family and friends, one way to obtain favor from the Lord is to seek wisdom. For those, Proverbs 8:35 says, "For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. You bless the righteous. You surround them with your face as with a shield." Finding favor with the Lord keeps our lives and our thoughts pure because we desire to please him more than we deserve to please ourselves, family and friends. See, he chose to be mistreated. And going into Hebrews 11:25 says of Moses, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. When the same can be said of us, family and friends, we know we have found favor with God. His delight in us will be demonstrated, family and friends. It will not go unseen. It will be demonstrated. See, when we give ourselves to God, our sense of hearing, our sight, our taste, our smell, the way we feel things, everything becomes so awakened. It's different. It's different. Family and friends, the time is now. It is now. It's not tomorrow. I'm not telling you guys because I was one, and I love to share this story because I was one of those people that owned 6 Bibles, Amplified Bible, the New Testament, the Holy Bible, a couple Holy Bibles. I had a woman's Bible. I talk about fear. I was fear, living in fear, being in fear to open these Bibles to hear what God had to say to me. Because you know when we sin and we live in that sinful life, that's fun. That party don't stop. It's fun. And I was just, didn't want to hear what God had to say to me. Look at me now. Change is not coming. The change is now. And you have to be willing, full body, mind, and soul, to be willing to make that change. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not something you should say, I just want it because the person I with or the person I married to, this is their part. And for me, that's, I can't say that's what it was. You know, my husband decided to take his pastoral more serious. And it's not to say I didn't have a choice. But knowing the type of person that I am, hearing him, I wanted to know more about who this great, lovely, blessing Messiah was that blessed me with things when mankind told me no. When they told me no, when the doctors tell me I couldn't have kids, I have 2. When they tell me I would never become nothing, God say, yes, you are. You know, I'm doing my bachelor's, I own my own business, and if it wasn't for God and me putting him first in my life, those things wouldn't have been possible because of the lifestyle living and the things I was doing to harm myself. Attempted suicide 3 times because I was tired of living. I was in abusive relationship and I was just tired. I was tired. I was carrying myself like you could have seen it. The way I kept myself, the way I dressed, there was no care. There was no love for myself. And I carried myself like that for a while because I hated myself. I hated me. Many times I went into prayer the wrong way, questioning God. And see, we do that a lot. See, we go to prayer, we question God, or we ask. But the things that we ask him for is wrong. But when I went to God the wrong way. I went with a hatred on me, hating God. Why? Why did you put me on this earth? Why are you allowing me to go through the things that I'm going through in life? I hated my life. I hated who God has created as a person, which was myself. See, family and friends, I was living in a shadow. I was looking at my shadow and I wasn't looking at my reflection. See, when we start looking at our reflection and see past our flesh and what God is giving us or trying to give us, we'll see the better in us. In us. Because sometimes that's what God is only trying to show us, like, you are my child. You are better than this. I created you to be better. So we have to look at our reflection. Look past, because It's Paskin Deep, family and friends. So again, we're going to take another music break, and we're going to come back and talk about divining grace, Christianity. See, all of this fall under the favor of God. So family and friends, again, stay tuned, stay blessed, and I will be back right after this music selection.
Hey, my God is good, yo.
Hallelujah.
My God is good, yo.
never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Radio Network.
Hey, what's good, family? This is Joe Kia, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go.
At Majal Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to the Caribbean Pepper Pot.
Caribbean Pepper Pot
with your girl Niecy. Right now on TPV Radio.
What do you think about Jesus? Give me Jesus in the morning. You give me Jesus.
24/7. So if who don't want the purest thing, the most perfect thing in life, which is Jesus, family and friends? Give me Jesus. Divine grace, Christianity. Family and friends, we're going to talk about grace because we can't talk about grace without Christianity. See, grace in Christianity is the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners, family and friends, and the bestowing of blessings. Common Christian teaching is that grace is unmerited mercy, which is favor. Favor that God gave to humanity by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. Then, family and friends, to secure man's eternal salvation from sin, divine grace. When we talk about grace, grace is a theological term presented in many religions. It has been defined as the divine influence which operates in humans to generate and sanctify, to inspire virtuous impulse, and to impart strength, doctrine, to resist temptation. And as individuals, for excellence of divine origin, family and friends. So what does divine grace does for us? Grace is sharing in the divine life. It is the infused presence of God, a presence that is supernatural, not merely natural. See, human persons, human people, see, we are not born in a state of grace. And there is nothing we can do ourselves to earn grace. See, grace is not something that we earn. Divine grace is a favor that God has given us. And it's freely bestowed. See, we can reject grace. So we have to cooperate with it, family and friends. It is grace that renders the human person holy and favorable to God. To nobody else but to God. See, the first effect of grace is that it sanctifies. No one can be truly holy unless he is in the state of grace. See, grace renders the soul beautiful. For whatever is holy is beautiful, family and friends. God is the supreme beauty itself. If grace is sharing in the divine life, then grace can only be beautiful. It can only beautify the soul. Family and friends, it has been said, the eyes are the window to our soul. It is the eyes to our soul. See, there is a great deal of truth to this statement. One can really see the difference between the soul that is elevated by divine grace, that is a splendor in the continuum, the countenance and the superabundance of a certain humane quality in the eyes that renders the person very attractive. See, strength that will, we are so wounded by original sin, family and friends, that we simply don't have what it takes to rise above our sin. We don't know how to deal with it because we are so caught up in our sin. We're enjoying the sinfulness and the sinful acts that we are doing. We don't know how to rise above it, family and friends. See, the good that is pleasing to God. Family, it is the good of pleasing to God, nor are we strong enough to resist evil. We can't do this by ourselves. See, sometimes we go through life and we think that, I got this. I can do this all by myself. Family and friends, sorry to bust that bubble, but we ain't doing it by ourselves. God is right there with us. See, but divine grace enables us to resist evil, and it strengthens the will to do good. See, where we are weak, God reach in and strengthen us there. Because think about it, our mind is powerful and it could cause us to do things that we want to do. But God reach in. See, God is an on-time God. So he reach in just in time and pull us up. He pull us up because he know we can't do it by ourselves. As much as we think we could do it by ourselves, nah, ain't us. That it's not 100% us. Probably 10%, but the other 90%, family and friends, is God. See, enlighten the mind. We have to enlighten our minds. And in order to do good or resist evil, we have to be able to discern what is truly good and evil. See, to the perverted mind enlightened by grace, what evil appears as good. See, evil can appear as good. It could make us feel so good, and we think we're doing the good things, but it's evil. See, what happens when good appears of evil? Dulling of the intellect is an effect of original sin. So grace, family and friends, grace enlightens the mind, enable us to see all sorts of things that we would otherwise be in dark. We'd be in the darkness. We'd be like walking with our eyes closed and butting into these things. So God enlighten us. And this, for me, this is why we have grace. See, we have something to look at, something that can guide us to also be inspired to pray. See, grace inspires us to go do good works of all sorts. Not just the little here, the little there, but to do all of good. Every work that we do is good because we are inspired by grace, family and friends. But it's most importantly, it inspires to draw closer to God. See, grace inspires to pray, to promise God, to adore him, to trust him, to petition him, and to thank him. And of course, the more we enter deeply into prayer, the more beautiful our soul becomes, which manifests physically in the eyes. And the stronger we are made to resist evil and do good, the more enlightened our minds become. So with all of this we're going through and we're doing it, what is the gravity of sin? When we talk about sin, we talk about mortal sin. What is mortal sin? It destroys us. See, mortal sin destroys the grace of God within the soul. Through mortal sin, a person turns his back. We turn our back entirely on God and reject his friendship. Family and friends, three conditions of mortal sin: serious matter, old knowledge, and deliberate consent. When we talk about serious matters, family and friends, we talk about adultery, abortion, killing, a passing. When we talk about full knowledge, one cannot be in sin and not know it. See, we know what we're doing. We know what we're doing because we will start wrong and right. So when you know that you're doing something wrong and you're still doing it, family and friends, you are in full knowledge. Deliberate consent. One must consent freely and deliberately as opposed to being more clearly over coming by passion. Vernal sin, family and friends, awaken the grace of God within the soul. Sin is forgiven through the Holy Communion. A number of unrepentant vernal sins can lead to moral sins, family and friends. Serious sins does not completely destroy grace, but seriously deprives a person of grace. It is more than vernal sin and should not receive communion without confession. It's really impossible to miss what sins, family and friends, are serious but not mortal. It depends upon three conditions of sin, family and friends. Well, four. Family and friends, acknowledge. Know what you're doing is wrong. If you know it's wrong, if it feels wrong, then it's wrong, family and friends. Ain't no right to it. It's wrong. It's wrong. So, family and friends, two, have favor in God. We have to acknowledge. We have to know when it's wrong. We have to have favor in God. We have to be free of our sin. We have to worship, pray, enjoy in services. We have to know how to forgive. See, forgiveness declares guilt-free acceptance. Family and friends, new relationship with God presents. God is always with us. Enablement, power, and strength, freedom deliver us complete. And it restores. So, family and friends, smell the coffee. Because time is here. It is here. Family and friends, I'm going to play two more songs. So, stay tuned. Stay blessed. And I'm going to come back with with the Caribbean Pepper Pot for those of y'all that just joining me for the first time tonight. Thank you, family and friends. Thank you for tuning in. But I give a best health food tip of the night. Do my closing. And I have this one song before I close, family and friends, that I love to play to close my show, and it's Satisfying in Jesus, family and friends. So I'm going to be back. Don't go nowhere. Sip that coffee, sip that tea. We're going to be right back, family and friends. So stay tuned and enjoy.
just always remember that there's a God. Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Down on my knees as I pray, Lord. Keep me safe, keep me safe.
Digits of the number. I'm gonna bring you on.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the Caribbean Pepper Pot.
Thank you. Great show.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I'm off of my 8 month vacation.
Well, welcome back.
Oh my. Thank you. It's been put on hold, but I think it's time. And is this Miss Roach?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you have inspired me today. And I like, Chris, I have to do a show. So
well,
thank,
right.
I should
I'm
be
so
saying
glad that,
thank you.
I'm so glad that you did, because you've definitely been an inspiration this evening. So we're hoping that we're going to hear you again real soon.
Oh, yeah. For right now, I'm going to try to do it once a month for now until I get my feet wet again. I'm going to try to bring back the grub, which is a whole different concept of Family and Friends. If you guys custom to tune into the grub, I'm going to get the sisters back and talk with them and stuff and see if we could bring back the grub. That might be twice a month. There's a lot going on with school and work, Family and Friends. So Family and Friends, on the line with me is Sister Roach. She is now my new extended family, along with Reverend Davis that was tuned in tonight. Thank you guys for supporting me on my first night back. I do appreciate it. So thank you. Any words you want to leave with the listening audience, Sister Roach?
Just as you stated earlier that, you know, God is always going to have our back. Sometimes we think that we're alone, but we are never alone. And the trials that we go through, God says count it all joy, because every trial that we go through is just going to make us better. And it's also going to make us testify to the goodness of the Lord. So just take it one day at a time, and he's got you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So family and friends, there you have it. One day at a time. So family and friends, let's thank Sister Roach for tuning in tonight. Family and friends, it was an enjoyable night. We are going to go in to the best health food tip of the night. Sis, I'm going to put you back on mute so I can finish up tonight's show.
All right. I'll see you on Facebook Live.
Yes, ma'am. So, family and friends, I usually have a song for my best health food of the night. I'm going to fire the producer. I'm going to fire my husband, family, and friends. He said, I got you set up, but he forgot my music. So tonight, our best health food tip of the night are parsley. Believe it or not, did you know parsley is a member of the umbrella phase family of plants, and it's closely related to parsnip. It is a root parsley that can be used in a similar way, and it's popular in European cooking. Parsley is an additional herb remedy. Parsley is strongly antioxidant and anti-collagen, and it is also rich in vitamin C and iron family. Parsley is a good source of vitamin, iron, potassium, and folate. It's also a source of lactate to prevent muscular degeneration, a breath purifier, antioxidant, and anti-cancer action. It contains the essential oil apparel used as a traditional remedy for fluid retention and menstrual disorders. So family and friends, get your parsley in today. Parsley is good for a lot of things. So put a little parsley in your life, family and friends. So I just have to hear this song one more time before we go, family and friends. Like I said, I love this song, Breaking Through. And I just want you guys to remember that no matter what we go through in life, we could always break through from it. You know, we just have to put God first and have that favor in him, have that faith, believe in him, and believe that what he is doing in our life is for the good, and everything of him is for good. You know, we know that his word is the truth. We have to obey. Some of us don't like to obey. I was one of them. We have to be obedient to his word. I mean, he left a guide for us. So why not pick up that Bible today and get to know who your God is. Get to know who Jesus Christ is. Get to know that family that been through it before us, that paved the way for us. that show us no matter what, it'll be okay. So again, family and friends, before I leave for the night, I have to play this song by Nisa, Breaking Through. I mean, I really and truly love this song. To my Caribbean people, Zaka Fett, family and friends in France, bonjour. Family and friends in Haiti, Zaka Fett. So, you know, south of AD as well, family and friends to my Caribbean, to my American family, my German, because we have family all over that tune in and listen to us, especially the Caribbean Pepper Pot. I do play more music than what I play tonight. I play a little bit of everything. To my Islam people, Shalom. So family and friends, we are one. We are family. Let's continue believing, keeping our faith and growing in Christ. You know, it's never too late. It's never too young. Teach your kids, you know, teach one each one. So family and friends, it's never too late to learn. It's never too late to teach, you know. Save one soul today might save another tomorrow. So family and friends, once again, before I leave for the night, and I have to play my closing song before I leave as well. So Breaking Through by Nisa. So I'm play that one more time, and then I'm going to close with my song. So family and friends, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, God is good all the time. Wake up, smell that coffee. Smell that coffee before it's too late. So family and friends, stay tuned and stay blessed.
Grabs a loaded gun. With the trigger, he's done. He's really like the devil has won. But no one's perfect under the sun. Little does he know the Lord's just begun. The saints are marching on.
Break through. Break through.
She can't be picked up anyone. She hits the floor like ba-da-ba-ba-bum. Cause the problems keep coming. Throw her hands up, she's done. She's feeling like the devil has won. She's feeling like she's under the sun. Little does she know the Lord's just begun. The things are marching on. My God has a plan for you. Because he has the kind of love you can't let go to. Let go to. He sacrificed his life for you. Made somebody that wonderful. Although the devil tries to bring her down, no devil you can bring her down.
www.tpce.com. She is going to be interviewed this week, I think it's this week, family and friends. I'm sorry if I don't get the date right, but I think it's this week. You could get the correct date on the website. She is going to be interviewed by the one and only, the Psalmist Voice, Pastor Christopher Newton. So, you know, I'm going to be tuned in because I love her song. This is not the only song that she has sung, but I just love this one because it reminds me a lot of me and what life has for us to go through. I say, what is it? Let me see. Family and friends, I tell you, I'm still trying to get things right. I mean, come on. It's been 8 to 9 months. So it is www.tpvradionetwork.com. Boom. There you have it. Hey, don't blame me. I'll get it together by the next show. But if you tune in, you'll know that things never go right here with me. So we'll get it together. So family and friends, again, thank you guys for tuning in. This last song that I gonna play, I love this song too because, you know, we have to be satisfied with Jesus to be satisfied within ourselves. See, how can we be satisfied with us or anything in life if we're not satisfied with Jesus first? So family and friends, once again, the other show, I'll have the date also on the website when I'm going to do my other show. It's going to be on Facebook as well. I'm going to slow my way back into things. For now, it's going to be once a month. I'm going to try to get the grub going at least twice a month as well, family and friends. Here on TPV Radio Network, we are a growing family. We have things coming to you, family and friends, especially in the new year. I'm going to just say like this because I'm blunt. So my whole thing for TPV Radio Network next year, because in my mind, I know that the pandemic that we in now and the things that we're going through with this virus is going to be better. See, God doesn't do nothing without a plan, even when the devil try to attack us. He always has something in plan for us. So I'm rebuking all of this that we're going through now because next year, 2022, see, 2020, we say it was a vision, and all kind of things went wrong in our life. 21, we were still tackling some of those things from 2020, you know. But 2022, I just feel it's going to be the year that we are going to shine. And family and friends, if you tune in, if you share it, if you listen in, I'll put it on my husband, but get in contact with us through the website, email, which is thesamisvoice@gmail.com. What my vision is to do a 2022 summer splash. So that's my thing. I calling out all ministers. Let me put I on the spotlight. I calling out all ministers, reverends, pastors, indie artists. We're moving a mission here for our people because we need to reach out and grab somebody and save another soul. So family and friends, if you're serious, because I am, if you're serious of being part of TPV's Summer Splash next year, 2022, please get in contact with my husband. I haven't talked to him yet about it, but I'm putting him on the spotlight. So I guess I'll sit down with him tonight or tomorrow and talk to him about the idea that was given to me. And man, family and friends, indie artists, we have been interviewing a lot of indie artists. So family and friends, it's a platform also to be exposed out there to the wall and stuff like that. So we're asking you guys to donate your time and help us get this 2022 Summer Splash on a roll. So family and friends, if you're interested, that's, you're going to reach out to tpvradio@gmail.com, www.tpv, netradionetwork.com. I tell y'all, I can get it together. So, again, reach out to us. Let us know if you would like to be a part of it, if you want to donate your time and family and friends. So just let us know. And, you know, we're looking for serious people that could get this going. So, again, family and friends, thank you guys tuning in, hearing what the Lord have given me to share with you guys tonight. Don't forget to have favor in the Lord, in God, in Jesus, the Messiah. So, again, family and friends, satisfy with Jesus. Good night and be blessed.
I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. I am satisfied with Jesus. Lord, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. Hey, yeah, you can't make me doubt him. No, you can't make me doubt him. Oh, you can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, no, you can't make me doubt him. No, you can't make me doubt him. Oh, you can't make me doubt him in my heart. Ooh, I got the love of Jesus. I got the love of Jesus. Oh, I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I got the love of Jesus. Hey, I got the love of Jesus. Hey, I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. Hey, yeah, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. Yeah.
You're listening to the Caribbean Pepper Pot. Caribbean Pepper Pot. With your girl Niecy. Oh, right now on TPV Radio.